Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, Tech Exec Consultant and Coach, and this week's episode is about handling the product vacuum. What am I talking about? Sometimes, in some companies, big and small, there's a lack of enough product authority when it comes to deciding about features, roadmaps, and similar. This happens in small companies where you might not have a product manager for your specific team, and it happens even in bigger companies when the product managers might not have enough time or might not have enough technicality in order to address specific issues and nailing down the details of some of your features. Whatever the reason is, it's usually easy to diagnose and understand that this is happening. You notice your team creating features. They define the scope of the work they're doing. They define their own definition of done. And you hear things like, I think this will be useful, or supporting that won't add a lot of time to the task, so I think we should do it. Or of course, on the other side, you can hear things like, I don't think that's going to be useful, or there's no reason to get into that right now. Whatever the case, what you're seeing here is that your company is suffering from a vacuum when it comes to product authority. And because of that, your engineers are stepping up and filling that void. They have no other choice. They need to make decisions in order to move on. And so they are making the best decisions they're currently able of doing. The reason you should care as the leader of this organization is because real product managers actually have value. I hope this doesn't come as a surprise to you. There is a very important balance between engineering and other functions in your company. Just like you have Congress, the administration, and the court balancing each one, you want to have the same effect in your team, because even the best of engineers might not be calibrated for what is best for the product, for the business. They might be viewing things solely from their engineering speckled glasses. And that is why you have to understand that if you have this kind of void, things might not be ideal and you need to act. Acting here means that you need to understand how will you push to get this equilibrium established in your team. Easiest might be, let's hire more product people. Let's work on the communication between my team and the product team so that engineering doesn't have to come up with too many decisions and solutions by themselves. They will communicate better with product and so get to a decision together. Or you might need to work with your people so that they understand what are the real product needs and what should they be doing in order to achieve impact as fast as possible. When it comes to business impact, without this balance, you will see that your people might be investing too much into things that do not matter for the business. They might be making features more complex. They might be adding way too many generic capabilities, more abstractions, supporting this feature and that feature, just because they do not have the certainty and the knowledge to be able to shut down different paths, and so they do not want to actually make a decision. They make a decision to support everything. On the other hand, you might have engineers who are calibrated all the way to the other side. They do not want to look more than the next week ahead. They only focus on the specific task they were given, and so they might miss out on opportunities to build features in a way that would support your ongoing progress a bit farther down the road. This is exactly the kind of input you get from product, and lacking that input, this is exactly why your engineers must have very good product mastery. If you're suffering from a vacuum, they need to have amazing product mastery. They need to understand exactly how things are operating within your business and be connected to the customers, to the users, and to your business plans. I have a full episode about product mastery, and you can find a link in the show notes. But this boils down to having engineers that you can trust to know how they should be doing things in order to achieve impact, in order to see the business outcomes. And not simply doing work because that's the kind of work that they think is interesting or that allows them to use the new tool they were eyeing, or doing something a bit more generic only to make sure they do not have any regrets down the road. Providing them with product mastery will allow you to save on generous amounts of failure work, where you do things that do not provide any value, and then you have to support those features until eventually someone understands that they can be deleted. Without that, you end up building more and more features that no one is going to be using for a long while, or you might be building features that essentially do not touch on your customers' needs. They are just what some engineer thought makes sense. My motto is to always say you want to make sure that your engineers are delivering high business impact every moment possible. You cannot achieve that if they do not have the focus lens that allows them to understand how to make those decisions. If those decisions are up to them, it is up to you to provide them with the right framework to understand what decision is the right decision at every fork in the road. Not doing that means that you accept that they will get lost, following the wrong paths. So the next time that you hear someone discussing a feature and its scope without actually getting those definitions from product, take a second. I hope this podcast will help you get a tingling in your spidey sense and understand that you need to be more involved in that specific scenario. Maybe it's that specific team, maybe it's that specific project, and maybe it's the communication between that specific lead engineer and their product manager. But understand that this is where you need to be injecting yourself in order to prevent failure work and to push forward for the best impact delivered by your team. That's it for this week. I hope you're filling up your vacuums. As always, I'm reminding you that the Change Catalyst, my weekly newsletter, is coming out every Thursday with 3 exclusive insights for tech execs I'm not sharing anywhere else. Sign up on the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me, and talk to you soon.